Now, I've got a picture here. Can you see what it is?
A rainbow.
A rainbow. Jemima, would you like to come and hold this up? As high as you... Have you seen a real rainbow in the sky, Jemima?
Yeah.
You have. It's fantastic when you see one, isn't it? And do you know when a rainbow comes in the sky normally? When does it come? When there's been a lot of rain. There's been a lot of rain, and then maybe the sun comes out and we see a rainbow. And it's a very beautiful and magical sight. Now, I've got some more pictures of rainbows here, so who would like to hold this one up? Do you want to hold this one, Joanna? Can you see what it is? It's a rainbow, yeah, but can you see? There's two rainbows. That's what we call a double rainbow. Can you hold it so that people can see it? Hold it as high as you can. Right, what about this one? It's like it's rained a lot. And the last one, who's going to hold this one up? Okay, Lucas, you can hold this one. Then that's got a very bright, clear sky, hasn't it, there, with the sunshine. Okay, maybe you can all stand in a line so everybody can see all of them. Joanna, do you want to come and stand over here? You can stand here, maybe, and people can see a bit more. There you go. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a rainbow in the story we had from the Old Testament just now. God promised Noah that the rainbow was a sign of his faithfulness to Noah and to all living things. Now, I said it often have a rainbow when it's rained a lot, yeah? Now, in our story, it had rained a lot. In fact, it had rained a huge amount, so much that there was a flood across the earth. So we're going to think a little bit more about that story and the sign of the rainbow now. So if you'd like to sit down, I can give you those back. Thank you. The first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, begins with a story of creation. God created the world, the sun, the moon and the stars, the forests, the mountains, the oceans. God created animals, birds, fishes, insects, and human beings, men and women, boys and girls, made to be like him, made in his image. And God was pleased with all that he had made. But things didn't turn out quite as God had planned, as men and women, the men and women God had made, turned away from him, and God was grieved by the bad things they did and the way they spoiled God's world. The story of the flood shows us that God wanted to get rid of all the bad things and make his creation new again. And he does this through Noah. Now, I think you probably all know the story. What did God tell Noah to do? Make a big boat. Make an ark and put into it not only just his family, but all different creatures, two of all the different creatures there were on the earth. So I've got another little picture here. Fantastic picture, I think. Can you see it? It's very detailed. Can you see it? A boat with lots and lots of different... Can you see, Martin? All the creatures in there. See, Benny? The boat's full of creatures. The birds around the outside and inside it's full of different creatures. Can you see, Samuel? Yeah. Now, when the flood has ended, God tells Noah to come out of the ark, his family and all the living creatures he has on the ark, and he blesses them and says, go and be fruitful. It's like he's beginning his creation all over again. Then he makes a promise to Noah and his family, and God calls this a covenant. A covenant, that is a special promise, a promise he will not break. A promise, a covenant, not made just with Noah and his family, but with all living things. He promises that will never again be a flood to destroy the earth. God loves his creation and will be faithful to his creation, not just human beings, men and women, boys and girls, but all living things. And the sign of God's covenant, the sign of his promise, is the rainbow. The rainbow, that's the sign of God's promise. The sign which tells us that God remembers his promise to all creation. So perhaps whenever we see a rainbow, we can remind ourselves of God's promise, not just to us, but to all living things, all creatures. And perhaps this is a good reminder to us too that we should care for God's creation and respect all living things. Now, this covenant, this special promise that God makes with Noah and with all living things, is the first covenant in the Bible. In this covenant, God says yes to all his creation. But later, God makes a covenant with Abraham, with Moses, with David, and each time he's making a promise, a commitment to his people, that he is saying yes to them, he will be faithful, he will be with them, and he will keep loving and caring for them. But later again, God makes what we call a new covenant. The new covenant, a new promise through Jesus. God's covenant with Noah, with all living things, with Abraham, with Moses and David, didn't go far enough. Because although God kept his promise, he remained faithful to his creatures and to his people, whatever happened, the evil in the world and in people's hearts was still there. As we heard in our reading from Genesis, even though God starts his creation all over again, in fact, people are just the same as they were before the flood. The inclination of the human heart is evil from youth, we're told. There's always a tendency in us, in all of us, to think, to say, and to do things that are hurtful, meanful, and bad things. So what can God do about this? Well, in the new covenant, God takes all that's dark, evil, painful, and destructive on himself, in Jesus, on the cross. God, in Christ, says yes to us, even when this brings great suffering upon himself. So this marks a new beginning in creation. Through Christ, we have a promise that one day there will be a new heaven and a new earth when all evil will be removed and everything that's painful will be mended. Through the new covenant, through Jesus' death on the cross, we ourselves are given a new start, and in the end, everything will be made new. Now, just as the rainbow was the sign of the covenant, the special promise that God made with Noah, we have another sign which reminds us of the new covenant, the special promise made through Jesus. Who can tell me what that sign is? What might that sign be? Any ideas? Well, I'd like the children to come with me. Okay, I'd like you to come up with me here, right up here. Okay, stand around here. So we have a special sign that reminds us of the new covenant made, the new promise made for us in Jesus. And we think of that sign every Sunday. Can you think what it is? It's something that some of us talked a lot about in a course we did.
The cross.
The cross. Well, that is also a sign, isn't it? But the sign I'm thinking about is this sign here. You remember Lucas? The bread and the wine. This is the sign of the new covenant in Christ's blood. Every Sunday, we remember that Jesus at the Last Supper said, "This is my body and this is my blood," the blood of the new covenant. Jesus tells them that through his death on the cross and his rising again, God promises them new life. And this promise is not just for people, it's not just for us. In the end, it's a promise for the whole world, for the whole creation. Because just as God promised to Noah, he also promises to us his care is for everything, every living thing, and that one day everything will be made new in him. So let's today remember the rainbow and remember the bread and the wine. The rainbow, can you hold this up again, Jemima, for me? The rainbow is a sign that God is faithful to his creation and that even when things are very dark, things can start again. And the bread and the wine is a sign of the new covenant in Christ's blood. Through Jesus' death, pain and sin are taken away, and we can have a new start, and all things will one day be made new in him. Thank you very much.